Gina Karp from East Hoosick, New York. I'm calling about Linda Wertheimer's comments from Weekend Edition Sunday morning on NPR. Talking about the situation in Ferguson, she referred to the situation there as getting back to normal, as though that would be a good thing. And in speaking to the Reverend, who she was interviewing on her program, she said, "Do you think Ferguson is ready to leave this situation behind?" To which she very appropriately said no and went into good detail about the injustice that is prevalent throughout our country against young men of color by police forces.
This is Susan Rachel Condon from Gardner, and I'm calling to ask that you be sensitive to the fact that some people have kids and sensitive people who may be around while one is listening to the radio, and the continued use of the word decapitated. Talking about James Foley's execution is a little rough. The word executed is hard enough, and if you could just be a little more sensitive, we'd appreciate it.
My name is Pauline Baim. I'm calling from Rexford, New York, and I just heard the commentary by Stephen Gottlieb that was one of the most sensible things I've heard in years. He's talking about how we should be having wind turbines out in the deserts instead of trying to transport water there to grow food when we, you know, it's almost a losing battle, and that we should be thinking in terms of what's good globally and what's good for the earth instead of just what's good for each individual person. I thought it was a wonderful commentary. Thank you.
My name is Ian Schneider, calling from Rhinebeck, New York. I just want to express my gratitude for having Living on Earth at a night slot, Tuesday night at 10 p.m. It's much easier for me to hear because Saturday at 6:30 in the morning is just way too early. Thank you so much.
Barbara, and I'm calling from Saratoga Springs. I found the pro-war message of Herb London's latest essay on the conflict between Hamas and Israel to be completely disgusting. How can this man say that it's absurd for the president to try and negotiate an agreement between the two sides? He has obviously turned a blind eye to the number of casualties suffered by the Palestinians as he sits in self-righteous judgment over the situation. The U.S. should not be giving military aid to a country that fires rockets knowingly at hospitals and schools, killing thousands of civilians and destroying their entire infrastructure. It's time the blockade of Gaza was lifted and the Palestinians given some hope for the future.
Hello, this is Nan Lipton calling from Beckett, Massachusetts. I wanted to thank Alan Chartok for his excellent interview with Rabbi Deborah Waxman. It was very nicely done and very informative. Thank you very much. Keep up the good work.